be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, apostles, behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. You'll be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, don't worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You'll be given at that moment what you are to say. It will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaks through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. And you'll be hated by all because of my name. Whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one tongue, flee to another. And when I say to you, you will not finish the tongues of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Gospel of the Lord. From the Gospel, we are assured there are always persecutions. In one way or another, either political or either spiritual or either anything, in any community, any country, there are persecution always. But just promise, I will be with you. The Holy Spirit will be with you. You have the strength. You know what to say by that time. So Jesus wants us not to be so worried about what will happen in the future. That's not our point. Jesus wants us to live well, with joy, every present moment. That's the point. Don't think that following Jesus is always persecution. Yes, persecution. But together with Christ, Jesus himself passed through this path, this way. So we have to share part of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, not all. We are too little. But Jesus sometimes expects us to share part of his passion with us. So always say yes to some sufferings for the sake of salvation of the humanity. So whatever you do for his glory, and don't worry about the Holy Spirit will stay with us. He will give us light by that time, that present moment. So far, just live well today, every actual present moment. And that's the main point. Because many times we worry about what will be tomorrow, what do I have to say, what I have to do. Enjoy your life. Present moment. When time comes, when suffering comes, when sickness comes, by that time, another present moment. But you have the sufficient grace to overcome all difficulties. So don't worry. We have sufficient grace. We don't have the grace for tomorrow. That's why you sometimes worry too. Doesn't help you. You don't have the grace. Neither you have the grace for yesterday. Already gone. You have the grace to today. The grace to enjoy, to be joyful every present moment.